Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akilah Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the sister of a man who was seriously injured in an attempted murder in Lifford earlier this year says she always believed her brother would survive. The NI Assembly has passed a motion criticising the lack of any tangible effort by the Irish government to conduct their own inquiry into the Omagh bombing or deal with the wider aftermath of the Troubles. Sinn Féin has vowed to stand with communities to oppose any attempts to introduce domestic water charges now or in the future. And police say tackling the sale and use of illicit drugs in Derry and Strabane is one of their priorities. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15. First news this evening, though. Donald Trump says he doesn't want to do anything to hurt Ireland, but wants fairness. He was speaking in the Oval Office as he hosted the Taoiseach for the St Patrick's Day visit. Political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
That meeting went both well and badly for Micheál Martin at the same time. On some ways, Trump was quite complimentary of him as a diplomat of Ireland, the relationship between the US and America. But he also talked about how Ireland has taken advantage of the US, particularly through pharmaceutical deals over the years, and said that if he was president at the time, he would have put a 200% tariff on pharmaceuticals coming from Ireland in order to stop those companies from actually leaving America in the first place. He said Ireland has taken advantage of the US, as has the EU, and that he wants some of those companies to now come back to the United States of America. In some ways, Micheál Martin was walked all over by Trump at times. He was very quiet throughout the entire thing and wasn't able to really push back on a number of the things that Trump said, including the likes of the taking advantage of the United States.
A sister of a man who was seriously injured in an attempted murder in Lifford earlier this year says she always believed her brother would survive the attack. 26-year-old Charles Doher suffered severe head injuries when a masked gang attacked him at his family home on January the 20th. He lost a large portion of his skull as a result. An issue regarding the financing of surgery to replace part of his skull has now been resolved. A clerical error which stated his address as being in the Republic of Ireland, when he in fact resides in Northern Ireland, led to queries over where the surgery would be carried out. His sister Deborah Doher confirmed this afternoon that the required surgery will now go ahead. On today's 9 till noon show, she recalled the aftermath of the attack.
All I seen was blood everywhere, and then he was like projected vomiting. Like, I'd never seen anyone, and it was just blood, and I just felt awful for him. And I did think for a moment, I thought, my God, like, I can't believe this is real. Like, is he going to die? Like, and then something came to me that said, I swear to God now, something came to me and said, he's going to be okay. I didn't hear it with my ears, but I heard it inside my body, and I knew from that moment to now that he's going to be okay.
The Northern Ireland Assembly has passed a motion criticising the lack of any tangible effort by the Irish government to conduct their own inquiry into the Omagh atrocity or deal with the wider aftermath of the Troubles. MLAs also say through the motion that they believe a memorandum of understanding between the Omagh bombing inquiry and the Irish government will be entirely deficient toward providing answers for the victims and their families. Moving the motion, former Ulster Unionist leader Doug Beattie said the Irish government has done nothing to tackle legacy issues south of the border while continually criticising the UK government and the authorities in the north for their failings.
The Irish government criticise much but deliver little. Even when some were hell-bent on the Stormont House Agreement, the Irish government never saw fit to have a parallel process. When the Conservative government brought forward legacy legislation, and it was a disaster, nobody standing over that, the Irish government brought forward nothing. Nothing. And they haven't brought forward anything in regards to legacy. And we're letting them away with it. We're not holding them to account while they hold our feet to the fire. I am not dismissing the sacrifice of the Defence Forces or Garda personnel who gave their lives fighting terrorism. But let's face it, the territory of the Irish Republic was used as a base to murder thousands of UK citizens. The Irish government have failed at every level to do anything for the victims, to address their role in the Troubles. And I think they have sanitised themselves away from this to think they didn't have a role in the Troubles. Well, they did, and they need to take responsibility and ownership of that, and stop just being critical of everybody else and start looking inwards to themselves. The Omar bomb victims deserve answers. They deserve the truth, as do thousands of victims right across these islands, and the Irish government must step up to help provide that information.
Sinn Féin has vowed to stand with communities to oppose any attempts to introduce domestic water charges now or in the future. Reports this week suggest the government is still considering a charge for excessive water usage, a claim denied by both the Taoiseach and the Housing Minister. Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin says despite the denials, it's clear water charges is on some people's agenda in the government. He says he and his colleagues will be closely monitoring the situation.
These reports didn't come out of nowhere, and there's clearly somebody in that whole government system who is looking to reintroduce this whole issue again. And the message will be coming very strong from particularly communities in Donegal who would have resisted vigorously the introduction of the water charges back in the day. We stood the ground and we won that battle. But we need to be vigilant because, you know, the whole issue of putting a right to water in the constitution has never happened. The issue of investing properly in water services to stop the leakages that are happening, to implement some of the recommendations, none of that is happening. I would be still wary, and we'll keep a close eye on this in the time ahead.
Police say tackling the sale and use of illicit drugs in Derry and Strabane is one of their priorities. Three men have appeared in court today in connection with the seizure of £54,000 worth of drugs yesterday, while another two men were arrested in Strabane yesterday evening. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Suspected Class A, B and C drugs were seized from a property in Strabane last evening. Two men aged 38 and 29 were also arrested during the operation on suspicion of a number of drug-related charges. Both remain in custody. Meanwhile, two men aged 40 and 35 appeared before Derry Magistrates Court today following the seizure of £54,000 worth of drugs during planned searches in Derry and Strabane yesterday. Suspected Class C drugs, cash, drug-related paraphernalia, fireworks and other items were seized. Four other men arrested have since been released on bail. A third man's been charged, meanwhile, following a search of a property in the Bridge Street area of Strabane yesterday, during which suspected Class A, B and C drugs were seized. The man aged 30 has been charged with possessing criminal property and possession of controlled drugs with intent to supply.
The EU says it's open to negotiations with the US after announcing counter tariffs on American goods. Taxes on steel and aluminium imported from the EU to the US came into effect overnight. In response, the European Commission says tariffs worth €26 billion will come in next month to match US levies of $28 billion. However, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says trade tariffs between the EU and US are unhelpful.
We firmly believe that in a world fraught with geoeconomic and political uncertainties, it is not in our common interest to burden our economies with such tariffs.
A Letterkenny councillor says there is much the council can do to help secure a resolution to the crisis at Little Angel School in Letterkenny. It's emerged that a new school building, which hasn't even opened yet, is too small to accommodate at least 9 pupils. Councillor Thomas Sean Devine asked a meeting of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District this week that the council establish a task force to help expedite a solution, but members were hesitant, saying the reality is the council has no role to play in the issue. He believes efforts can be made by the council to find a resolution, not least help to facilitate the purchase of HSE loan-owned land beside the new school.
Short-term solution, Donal, is we'll probably get prefabs put up under the new school. But I mean, the long-term solution, like the land beside the school has to be acquired and taken over by Little Angels, and that for the council comes on there to acquire that land from the HSE and start the planning process to get the school extension built on. Like, it's important that we get the school extended, that for years to come, that the capacity to take in children every year. The school numbers is rising every year. It's went up in the last 6 years. The school has nearly doubled. 70-plus pupils up now to 130-plus pupils. In the short term, because there's equipment needed for children to get in there in September. Short term, we'll get the prefabs up there, get the numbers into the school. Like, don't forget, Donal, we still have children down and educate together, you know, that's a part of Little Angel School. You know, and that's not good enough in today's stage and age. 2025, Donal. School getting built and plans from 2010. You know, back then the numbers was probably all right, but now school needs large extension. You know, we have to look about maybe raising the school up a second floor, first floor, and stuff like that, so I do believe this is where the council can come on now and start this planning process.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find the perfect running shoes for peak performance at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with racing. Marine National has won the Queen Mother's Champion Chase, the feature race on day two of the Cheltenham Festival. At the course for Highland Radio Sport is Dennis Kerwin.
There was a poignant result in the champion chase when 5-1 shot Marine National won for Barry Connell and Sean Flanagan. Marine National had won the Supreme Novice Hurdle here 2 years ago for the late Michael O'Sullivan, and the win was dedicated to his memory. The New Line won the opener, the Turner's Novices Hurdle, for Dan and Harry Skelton. Willie Mullins won the Brown Advisory Chase with 20-1 shot Lecky Watson, and he doubled up when 16-1 chance Jimmy Dussoy won the Coral Cup Handicap Hurdle, while 5-2 favourite Stumptown landed the Cross Country Chase for Gavin Cromwell and Keith Donoghue. But top honours today go to Marine National. With Paddy Power News, the place for all your Cheltenham Festival tips, I'm Dennis Kerwin.
There's huge anticipation ahead of another Champions League Madrid derby tonight. Real lead 2-1 after the first leg of their last 16 tie with Atletico, who have home advantage this evening. Meanwhile, Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta admits he's already done a bit of homework on their potential Champions League quarter-final opponents. They still have to get past Dutch side PSV in the last 16, but they're 7-1 up from the first leg heading into tonight's game at the Emirates. Arteta says the nature of the new format means he's naturally been scoping out the competition.
Since the day that we had the teams in the group stages and you are playing with one opposition, you are looking at the others for sure. And then once we knew as well the possible ones, first of all, because we know them all, because they are so good. So yeah, you start to put in your head, what if?
Aston Villa are also in a good position. They lead Club Brugge 3-1 ahead of their second leg meeting at Villa Park. Kickoff there is at 8 o'clock. Manager Unai Emery says they must get the balance right tonight.
Following the same idea we had before, of course, with the result 1-3, but we have to respect because they can score.
And the other game this evening at 5:45, Lille and Dortmund resume level at a goal apiece. Liverpool captain Virgil van Dijk admits he has no idea whether he will still be at the club beyond this season. The Netherlands international is one of three high-profile players, along with Mohamed Salah and Trent Alexander-Arnold, who are out of contract in the summer. Van Dijk has revealed there are conversations behind the scenes, but that is about it. 15-time major golf winner Tiger Woods has been ruled out for the rest of the season with an Achilles injury. It's the latest in a series of injury setbacks for the American. World number two, Rory McIlroy, says Woods has suffered terrible luck.
Hope he's in good spirits and hoping he's doing okay. And we obviously won't see him play golf this year. And, you know, hopefully we see him maybe playing 2026.
And finally, in boxing, Lisa O'Rourke is the only Irish boxer in action this evening at the Women's World Championships in Serbia. The Roscommon native will step into the ring for a bout in the 70kg section, as she hopes to progress to the next round. That's your sport for today. Michaela, we'll have more tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, the West Donegal Councillor is calling for an end to what he claims is a disparity between offshore islands and the mainland. Councillor Micheál Colmogill-Aspog, while welcoming works to repair water supply issues on Gola Island, says there's a wider issue that needs to be addressed. He says it's clear the basic needs of island communities are not being met.
Well, look, first and foremost, water needs to be supplied to all communities for those who live in the communities, first and foremost. Tourism, we've seen last year, last summer, we've seen people who actually were on the islands and specifically Gola we're talking about, and I've been told that people actually cut short their holiday because there was water issue on the island, that there was no running water. And people, when they come to places like West Donegal, to the island communities, you know, they're cooking, they're washing, they're drinking water. And the idea that we don't have water and that we're asking tourists to bring their own water, it is absolutely backwards, and that is not acceptable to any community. And as the local representative, I certainly won't be quiet on this. I will keep fighting on this. And I'm clearly stating and saying to Ishgairn and the government to put a long-term plan in place so we know that the island community are not going to be left behind again.
316 planning applications were granted in Donegal in the last quarter of 2024. According to latest figures from the CSO, the number of dwellings given the go-ahead is up 12% from the previous year. The majority of the applications were for houses, while 14 were for private apartments or flats. Nationally, there was a sharp fall in the number of homes granted planning permission last year. It fell by 21%, down from over 41,000 units in 2023 to 32,400 in 2024. The number of apartments receiving planning permission across the country fell by a dramatic 39% when compared to the year before. Today marks 5 years since COVID forced schools and colleges to close. Mass gatherings were restricted and people were told to stay 2 metres apart following an announcement by the then Taoiseach in March 2020. The restrictions were supposed to last 2 weeks, but a national stay-at-home order was in place by the end of the month. Professor Sam McConkey, an expert in infectious disease, says there will be more pandemics, but we're better prepared.
I think we almost definitely will see more pandemics and more epidemics of infectious disease in Ireland. You know, there will be, I would say, one every 5 or 10 years. There will for sure, as anything, be more. I don't think it'll be the same. It won't probably be a SARS-CoV-3. It'll be something completely different.
A meeting of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District has been told there is a potential issue with the Ballyrean Active Travel Scheme. When public consultation started regarding the proposal in 2020, the two cycle lanes were not included in the documentation that was presented. Councillor Kieran Brogan says he has professional advice that strongly suggests this would not be proceeded with, and he has passed that advice on to the Director of Services, Liam Ward. Mr Ward said the Part 8 approval was reviewed by the senior planner following queries from Councillor Brogan in October, and he does not believe the proposed works alter the scope of the Part 8 planning approval. However, he says he will review the advice presented to Councillor Brogan. Councillor Brogan fears this may end up in another forum.
Rather than it being in another forum, I feel that it's my duty to ask the council to explore all options. I don't want to see it in another forum. Me and my colleagues here would like to see this resolved, but I mean, it's getting back to the trust. We have massive traffic congestion in Letterkenny. It's the single biggest issue. The fact that it wasn't part of the Part 8 is a huge concern for me, and I take it very seriously. So it's important that we are seen to be doing everything we possibly can. I think we do, and I keep saying this, we have a job to ensure that the public feel fully informed, but that they have a chance to feed into the process. On this occasion here, there was no chance.
The reality is, if this does end up in court, the very least that will happen is it could potentially drag on for years and delay that project substantially.
Absolutely, and I suppose my role is to make sure that we can avoid the court if we can, to be honest, because I just want to see the works ongoing. The original plan, the original Part 8, which I proposed back in the day, was to us ensure that we had a better traffic management, to have traffic lights at the Ballyrean Halls, traffic lights at the Thomas Keys, Creamy Junction, to improve the traffic movement for the vehicular traffic. Never was it envisaged in the Part 8 in 2020 that there'd be two cycle lanes as part of that. This was introduced to it, and then the reconfiguration of the taking out the vehicular traffic from the Ballyrean side to the Polestar as well, that wasn't part of the original process, and I think that's wrong. And again, I'm appealing to the executive of the council to revisit this, because this is of huge concern, not just for Letterkenny, but this is for a lot of people in Donegal who use this road on a regular basis.
Ukraine's president says talks with American officials in Saudi Arabia have been constructive as the world awaits Russia's response to a US proposed ceasefire. Russia says it's studying the details but wouldn't agree to anything until it hears from US officials. The Kremlin also hasn't ruled out a phone call between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Zelensky says he wants to use the potential 30-day truce as a chance to draft a permanent peace plan which could include security guarantees.
Everything depends now on whether Russia is willing to do so, to instill truce, or it is rather willing to continue killing people. Everything depends on this country today.
And finally, speculation continues as to who is the lucky winner of Monday's Daily Million Lotto Prize in Donegal. The quick pick ticket for the draw was purchased at Kernan's store, Tullygay New Mills, on the day of the draw. The winning numbers are 1, 3, 7, 8, 12, 33 and a bonus number of 23. Barry Daly of Kernan's New Mills says there has been great excitement since the news broke.
Oh, it's great. It's great to see it out here, you know, in Tullagay. It's a brilliant one, you know, brilliant one.
And it's what's nice about here is that it is a very tight-knit community, so it is. So the people are coming into your shop, you see them every day.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of guessing, a lot of speculating, you know, who it was. But I think it makes it a wee bit of mystery to it, because we don't know who won it, so...
What's the atmosphere been like around the shop since the news broke and then when you found out yourselves?
Oh, excitement's been great, you know. As I say, people are all kind of looking around, you know, who is it? Like, you know, who is it? Nobody knows. But it's a great buzz.
Meanwhile, National Lottery spokesperson Dara O'Dwyer is urging people to check their tickets.
We've 90 days to claim a prize. Now, that's ample amount of time. We're absolutely urging anyone who bought their ticket, a quick pick ticket in Kernan's and Letterkenny, before 2 p.m. on Monday, which was the 10th of March, to double check those tickets, have them checked either online or in store. If you're onto the winning ticket, make contact with our claims team.
Weather now, a mainly dry day with a mix of cloud and sunshine, cold and frosty tonight with lowest temperatures of -2 to +2 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. The sister of a man who was seriously injured in an attempted murder in Lifford earlier this year says she always believed her brother would survive the attack. 26-year-old Charles Duher suffered severe head injuries when a masked gang attacked him at his family home on January the 20th. The Northern Ireland Assembly has passed a motion criticising the lack of any tangible effort by the Irish government to conduct their own inquiry into the Omagh bombing or deal with the wider aftermath of the Troubles. MLAs also say through the motion that they believe a memorandum of understanding between the Omagh bombing inquiry and the Irish government will be entirely deficient toward providing answers for the victims and their families. Sinn Féin has vowed to stand with communities to oppose any attempts to introduce domestic water charges now or in the future. Reports this week suggest the government is still considering a charge for excessive water usage, a claim denied by both the Taoiseach and the Housing Minister. And police say tackling the sale and use of illicit drugs in Derry and Strabane is one of their priorities. Three men have appeared in court today in connection with the seizure of £54,000 worth of drugs yesterday, while another two men were arrested in Strabane this evening. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 12th of March. The death has taken place of Annie McLaughlin, Baskill Dlaniri. Her remains are reposing at her daughter Catherine's home. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to St Mary's Church, Bochan Cuildaff, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchmedia.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Friends of Inishowen Hospice, care of any family member, or Kelly's funeral directors. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight. And the death has taken place of Dr. Liam Thomas Spannan, Roscullen, Cornegill, Letterkenny, reposing at his home in Cornegill from 12 noon until 9 o'clock tomorrow evening. Funeral Mass at 11 o'clock on Friday morning in the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Ballyrain, Letterkenny, which can be viewed on the parish YouTube channel. Family time only, please, on the morning of the funeral, with private family cremation to follow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice or Irish Cancer Society, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director, or any family member. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.